Before we begin, Simran and I want to acknowledge that we're recording this podcast on the unceded land of the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung people of the Kulin Nations. We also want to acknowledge that we met and grew up together on the land of the Combahmary people, and we'd like to acknowledge and pay our respects to First Nations elders past and present.
Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Welcome back to Broadly Relevant.
I'm Simran Pasricha.
I'm Ryan Hamilton.
And this is a podcast of Bent at Divas trying to stay broadly relevant. Whoa, that was really well done.
Where have you been the past couple months? Where have you been, Loka?
Where the hell have I been, Loka? Yeah. Waiting for you to edit the damn podcast.
No, totally. And it's so good that we have like backup episodes to air when you are,
when I'm out of here. That's right. This girl's getting out of here.
Where are you going?
To go to my motherland, one of. I'm going to KL for a wedding, Malaysia. Where the hell have you been, Loka?
Comedy festival, I think I've seen 30 shows so far.
Yes. Are you going to make it to the 52?
No, but I think I'll get high 40s.
Nice.
That's okay.
Yeah. I think that's okay.
Yeah.
Should we get into it?
Broadly culture.
Lots happening in culture this week.
So much happening in culture.
Most importantly, Coachella was this past weekend. What are your thoughts on Coachella?
I mean, I saw this on TikTok and it's Gag City. But yeah. Did you know that in the contract with the artists, there's like exclusion clauses that like they can't perform within certain dates around the festival and within a certain radius of the festival?
Interesting.
And it was criticism being leveled at Coachella because like, sure, whatever, like Sabrina Carpenter's not going to die if she can't perform in LA like 2 months beforehand. But for a lot of like smaller acts, especially acts like within the region of wherever Coachella is, it like fucks them up for like a while to like have to give up that performance income to then do Coachella.
Totally.
And I was like, that's crazy.
Do you think that's abnormal for festivals though? Because I feel like with Laneway, there's an exclusivity clause with bigger artists. Like they'd only perform at Laneway, you know?
Maybe. I mean, I think it is like standard, but it is interesting how it like really fucks with the little guy. But like, you know, and it like I think it contributes to that thing of like, you know how we have like no small things and everything's big because the big have the money and
it's the priority.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Trickle down economics. Yes.
Oh, Reagan, love him.
I love that we really got into like the wokeness of it all like straight away.
It's so hard being woke.
Okay, so here are the top things that I noticed from Coachella. Love Sabrina Carpenter's performance.
Water.
Incredible, amazing. Water?
The picture of her.
Yes.
Yeah.
So true.
Water.
Okay, this just in. What else? I loved that everyone went full out with their outfits for like the Influencer Olympics really came through. I liked that everyone was randomly competitive with each other because it's kind of dystopian, but if you're going to do it, don't go hard, I guess.
No, and like that's probably what they were saying in The Capital and The Hunger Games.
Yeah, absolutely. I was watching from District 12, you know?
You're like, I'm so glad they at least went hard. If they're going to live in The Capital,
at
least they served time.
Yeah, totally. Make those games good. Wow, that's so like topical because the trailer came
today.
Out today.
Have
it? For Sunrise and the Reaping. Yes, I have.
I haven't seen it.
It's fine.
Right. Like, I'll watch it.
I love Elle Fanning. Sorry, side note. She's great.
Did you watch her TV show, The Great?
Yes, I did.
Oh, adore.
Speaking of.
J'adore.
Did you watch We Bought a Zoo?
No.
Equally as good, I would say.
Good.
Anyways, what else happened? Kendall Jenner
first.
And Jacob Elordi were allegedly spotted out making out. So that was like interesting.
Is that news though?
No, it is news.
Couple kisses.
They're not a couple.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Timothy and...
I get it because all white people do look the same, but like... It's actually those white people, but no, that's Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
Anyways, what were you saying?
Justin Bieber says.
Yes.
I'm so excited to talk about
that. Oh, so am I. Okay, what did you take?
Okay, so like the context is for those who don't watch Coachella, which I didn't until the train ride here.
Yes.
Justin Bieber did this whole set where it was just like him with a laptop, just like watching YouTube videos and then singing along to YouTube videos of like mostly his own stuff, some of his like behind the scenes stuff from concerts and stuff. He like did the video of like the "You're not clocking that I'm standing on business," and he just like lip synced to it. Like, that's so fun. I'm completely hooked. I'm obsessed. Mm. I've read the criticism, but yeah. I'm completely supportive of it. What do you think?
Okay, so my take is that I've gone like back and forth like 1,000 different times.
Of course. Like a metronome.
No, wow, music. Mm. You know?
Coachella.
Beats. Anyways.
Nina Durachi.
Sign us up, babe. Like, get us there. Okay, so my thoughts are, is that he gave us nothing. Everyone was like, oh, but it's like an homage to the fact that he was like discovered on YouTube. So then he like went on stage and then he like did the YouTube thing and he's always been a troll. So it was just like funny. And it's like, yes, I think it's funny. And I think it was an homage, but I don't think it was a good homage. That's, I'll say it right there.
Okay.
And everyone was like, oh, but he's like been through so much. And like, you know, like this is like him, like, you know, giving it to his fans. And he just like, he wasn't giving it to his fans. He got paid $10 million to get up there. Like no one forced him to go up there and like sing a song. I feel like he complains all the time. That's not true. But like, I feel like he's like, you know, whatever, like he doesn't like the music industry. And then he creates this, I don't know. I feel like there are valid things.
Is it not just like a listening party though? Like it's kind of cunt.
Yes. But then make it a listening party. Don't go to Coachella and do that. Like he had like a show that was like for his fans. That was like intimate enough.
Yeah. Well, he was doing 500 seaters the week before.
Yes. So like do that.
So I think he did, but then it was just like 4 to 10,000 people. Like, I think that's what changed.
No, but I was like, but it's Coachella. You up your ante, you know?
But he, can we not argue that he did up his ante because we're talking about him and he's done the standout performance of Coachella thus far?
No.
But he has.
There was no artistry.
No artistry? Did you see the curves on that set? I don't know. I find it really interesting because I'm like, it kind of exposes the whole thing of like celebrity just exists to like, it's an attention machine. You know, you're just trying to like garner attention. And he
well,
did
that's
so
the thing.
Effectively.
I don't know where this nonsense is coming from you specifically because you're all about the fucking artistry now. All of a sudden you're subscribing to the attention economy.
No, I'm not like saying I support the reasoning, but I do think it's really interesting.
I don't think so. I think it's like, so boring is my thing.
Boring?
Man, white man gets up on stage and goes on YouTube.
Simran, if you get up on stage and go on YouTube, I'll also be just as hooked.
I don't think so.
If not more.
You'll be like, hey, let me pull you to a side. Let me close those tabs real quick.
No. I think there's something to it. And I think like there's something about the nostalgia, I feel like, is really crucial.
Oh, fuck
in
nostalgia.
All, like,
I'm sick of nostalgia.
2016. Like there's something interesting about really sitting with those moments.
I'm yelling
I'm
and I mean it.
I'm really interested by that decision.
Okay.
I also think, have you read the concept that
or
like,
lack of decisions?
Well, you know about like how he sold his masters in 2022?
Yes.
It was literally just on Threads, so like grain of salt. But someone was like, maybe he like actually isn't allowed to do this.
I saw that and that's not true.
That right.
He just chose not to. So
no, because I'm like, I think he could pay for the rights.
He absolutely could. Maybe with the $10 million that he used.
Of course.
You know, like from the thing. If he's so into just like the music.
I think, okay, because here's my other thing though. I'm like, I think live performance hasn't really figured out how to grapple with the digital world and the role that the digital world has played in our lives.
Yeah.
I think theater and performance really struggles with it because like a lot of people in live performance just, I hate social media. And as a result, the takes are really vapid and like useless. And I think obviously Justin Bieber wasn't necessarily going for this, but it felt like to me a really interesting reflection on the role that YouTube and online platforms have played in our growing up. You know, there was something about the shots of like Justin Bieber in the baby music video behind him and him looking up at it. There's something really, I think, potent about that moment of communion with your past self. And I think also in a world where artists are shedding their personas every year, a la Taylor Swift, there's also something interesting about an artist holding the full version of what they have been in one space that I think is really interesting.
I think it's read like a TikTok trend of someone just putting up their baby like home video and then looking at it and like all solemnly looking at it.
Is that not
That's
nice?
What it gave. It gave a TikTok trend. A $10 million TikTok trend, like, be so fucking
why
for
are
real.
You, okay, but like, why are
if
we
Beyonce
sticking
to went up there and was like, hey, I'm just going to sit down. I'm just going to look at my YouTube videos.
If you don't want to know what Beyonce's watching on YouTube?
I think in like an Elle magazine video, sure, on YouTube. It could. I feel like in the artistry of like what a documentary could look like, I think that would be awesome. But I think in the context of a live performance, do better or don't do it. He doesn't care, but like, who cares?
Like, yeah. Like, I so hear the critique, but I'm like, everyone's like, oh, like, if a woman did it, they'd be like, criticized. And I'm like, well, Justin is being criticized, and I would love to see Charlie XCX do that, you know?
Well,
I would kill to see Lady Gaga watch Bad Romance music video.
I think, like, that's interesting you bring up Charlie XCX, because when Charlie was at Laneway, it was very, like, it was just her, and she was just kind of, like, strutting down, like, the, she was literally just, like, walking around on stage. So it was, like, no, she was, like, strutting around, and there was a camera, and she was, like, you know, making love to that camera. Like, that was, like, kind of what she did.
You're like, what is up with these performers? Just kind of, like, performing.
But I liked it. I liked what Charlie did, because she gave effort. Like, he hardly sang a full song, you know? Like, it just...
Gay guy music video night. Have you not read the discourse?
No.
You know Gay Guy Music Video Night?
No, I don't know.
You remember how you came over to my house and we just watched YouTube videos that one night?
Yeah, yeah, totally. Like, oh, wait, no, I absolutely do know that.
Gay Guy
yeah,
Music yeah. Video
yes,
Night.
Yes, I know, but he's the straightest man on earth.
And I think culture should be for everyone.
No, you don't.
I don't think that.
I don't know what is happening to you. I think you have been, you're in the manosphere.
What else happened at Coachella?
I'm sweating. Anyways, I'm sure it was fine for his, like, diehard fans, I guess. I just expected more. Anyways.
But I think let's investigate this assumption that we have that artists need to constantly be pushing themselves to be the most. Because I think also
okay,
that
I want you to carry,
pushes people to burn out. You know?
I want you to carry that energy please. For every single fucking artist out there. Another argument that's come through is that, like, you know, he's told us that he doesn't really want to do, like, these big performances. Like, he told us this, and so, like, that should be our expectation going forward. And it kind of is. Like, the Grammy performance that he did, you know, like, of UConn, like, in his, like, boxer shorts, like, that was, like, very simple and, like, quite literally, like, stripped back, you know?
Yeah.
But when Chapel Roan tells us, don't fucking come near me.
I support her. What's the note? You're like, go support Chapel. And I'm
go
like,
go support Chapel.
I do.
No, go support her. Yeah. Show her your support.
Like, I don't know. I think Justin Bieber deserves our empathy as well.
I get it. You're in the manosphere. Don't worry about it. Okay. Other things that happened at Coachella is that a lot of people are getting fire for going to Coachella with Starbucks, like, as a branded trip. So,
side
yes.
note.
Yeah.
Have you seen Starbucks is collabing with Hogwarts?
No.
Yeah.
No homicide.
I know. I walked past a Star Wars in the CBD, and they're doing, like, all the different little Hogwarts houses cups.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
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 Not even double homicide, but probably, you know,
I'm like,
genocide.
Surely that must be calculated, you know? They're like, we're already getting canceled by the Palestine people.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's...
double down.
You know?
I guess so.
Yeah, I reckon.
next Coachella, it's like a Hogwarts, like, fucking
have
experience.
You seen the backlash against their protein foam?
Starbucks?
Yeah.
No.
They launched, like, a protein foam, and apparently it was fucking putrid.
That checks out. Everything yeah. protein, like, protein popcorn, like, that seems insane.
What?
Yeah.
Where's the protein come from?
From, like, the powder that they put on it. But doesn't, like, corn have, like, some semblance of protein? Surely.
Powder on corn?
Like, you've never had, like, powdered, like, popcorn?
Powdered popcorn?
Like, cheese powder on popcorn?
Sure, but protein?
But it would be, like, a flavored. We're getting off topic.
Circling back. Influences, Starbucks, Coachella.
Yeah, okay, when it's my turn, nobody wants to talk about it. This is the manosphere for you. Don't listen to women. Okay, so yes, they're getting flack for going to Coachella with Starbucks. So Starbucks, like, sets them up in, like, a house and gives them the tickets. And, you know, they obviously will do content for them while they're there. The people that are receiving the most flack are... Oh my God, that's so annoying. I had, like, the article open and then it gave me a paywall. How dare it?
Oh my God, paying for journalism fucking sucks.
Oh, so annoying, you guys. Let me just log in. Yeah. Okay, I'm in. I hacked the mainframe. Okay, so the main divas that are getting flagged for this are Brandon Edelman, aka Bran Flakes. Is her username? Victoria Paris and Audrey Peters. they have all kind of positioned themselves as being like very liberal, very left leaning. Brandon even once said like that he'd rather lose any brand partnership than be silent and have people speculate about his political beliefs. So, you know, you can. Yeah, you're seeing who it is now.
I've watched Brand.
I know, he's great. He's great. Until he wasn't. Until he wasn't. And like one of his first like videos that he did with the collab, he said, I'm going to be honest, I did not know if I was going to make it to Coachella this year. I had heard nothing from brands, and then says about like how that Starbucks took him. And it's like, oh, like this is such an insane, you know, collab. There's so many brands. There's so many brands that like are available to take you.
Literally.
Just like pitch yourself if you want to, you know, I don't know, get a better manager. Okay, we're all doing it. Like, so everyone, you know, like is commenting like from boycott to brand trip. Like Victoria Paris is also definitely, it's so funny because I was finally going to follow Victoria Paris after unfollowing her a long time ago. And then she did this shit. So you've lost a follower in me, Victoria. Audrey Peters is also literally Lebanese, like, and is, you know, partnering with Starbucks, which is so crazy to me. If you don't know, Starbucks is giving evil, you know, they've been multiple times. They've been called out by their union, by union workers. The company sparked boycotts for entering a legal battle with Starbucks Workers United after the union shared a pro-Palestine social media post. They have had a long, long history of union busting with many documented cases of workers getting fired after trying to unionize their specific stores. Like, they're just, like, not a good company. And the internet is pretty split on, like, how they're reacting to this. There is, like, one camp that's saying, like, obviously, like, is it really surprising that influencers, like, you know, would do anything for a check? But, like, this is kind of insane that you've positioned yourself as, like, this left-leaning and then done this.
I mean, I think there's a conversation to be had because I think you don't get to that level of fame and notoriety without, or like, I think they've already sold their souls. Do you know what I mean?
Well, totally. And I think the other camp is saying that, like, you're saying that you wouldn't do something for a check, basically. Like, if someone offered you whatever, like, $700,000 or, like, $200,000, like, wouldn't you do it? And
the thing is,
I'd say no, babe. Like,
I would tell people not to smoke for a check.
Period. That's an inside joke that only we understand. But I think I hate when people are like, oh no, but like you do it for a check, right? Like you'd literally do it. And then the accusation is that, like, you know, how can you put your moral high ground to people that like you don't even know, and this like parasocial expectations of this moral high ground. And it's the same thing as someone saying like, oh, but he only tweeted those racist tweets when he was like a kid. You know, we all have racist tweets when we were a kid. And actually we don't all have racist tweets when we were a kid.
No, like, I didn't get Twitter till 2020.
Exactly. You know, like I don't understand these sweeping statements of like, oh, we would all do it though. Like it makes sense.
Do you ever think about how much more successful the two of us would be if we didn't have morals?
Always.
And I just like, it's heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking. We were saying this before, and we're not even like, we don't even have all
that moral.
Yeah, we don't even have all the morals.
We only like stand for Palestine and trans rights and Black Lives Matter.
But
and
we're
like
certainly not vegan,
back.
You know?
No, we're not vegan.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm pro going to space. So that's like carbon emissions.
And I have so many plastic things in my house, and I'm really freaking out about the microplastics recently, but I'm not doing anything about it.
No, yeah. I think that's fine.
No, is it? Watch someone be like, Summer Pursuit Chat and Ryan Hamilton canceled.
I don't know. I'm just kind of like, broadly, I think too many people care too much about too much, and it sort of forces you to make, and then you feel like you're drowning and you don't do anything. So like, I think you just like at some point have to say, I can't fix the whole world, but I'm going to fix this one thing, you know?
I disagree, because then it's like, okay, these Starbucks influencers are like, the world really sucks. And it's like, but I'm going to like, you know, do puppies. Oh, like Katherine Heigl, she fucking like went to Mar-a-Lago recently and she's getting slammed for it. But she was like, no, I was going because
like Tom Tay.
These fucking, no, Katherine. Yeah. Like Tom Tay, Algol Kusmea. Sorry. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. She went to Mar-a-Lago because she was going for like a pet rescue, like luncheon thing, you know?
Yeah.
And she was like, no, but it's because I want like pets, like dogs to get adopted, and I don't want them to like die in the pound or whatever. And it's like, no, you don't exist in a vacuum.
I think you don't exist in a vacuum, but you also can't expect perfection, because I think perfectionism suffocates you from doing anything.
I agree.
And I think it's a weird, thing to acknowledge that, like, sometimes the most efficacious thing is to not do everything.
I agree. And I think going back to your, like, point about these influencers getting to, like, a certain spot, they would already have to lose their morals, in the sense that, like, they are part of this marketing system. Like, they're part of, they're, like, actively
engaging. They're part of
engaging.
The American imperial propaganda machine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I don't think there is, like, I don't think there's loss in turning down something.
Have I told you about the...
Why won't you let me finish my
thought? Sorry, let me finish your thought.
I don't think there's, like, loss in, you know, sticking to your morals, like, through that. Like, we all exist under capitalism.
Yes, yes.
But I think we should continue to do the best that we can.
100%, 100%.
And not just pick and choose. It's, like, awesome. It's, like, I love Palestinians, but I don't love, like, people in Iran. Like,
you don't?
No, but... clip that. Please don't. You know, but it's like choosing one or the other. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No, yeah, of course. Intersectionality and like united.
Yeah, yeah. It's like only white women, but not brown women. And I, manosphere again, strikes again.
I think there's a difference between, what am I trying to say? There's a difference between like, I'm going to fight all of the fights.
Yeah.
And I'm going to support all of the fights, but acknowledge that I'm going to burn myself out and not have the stamina and to effectively fight any of the fights if I'm trying to fight all of them at once.
Agreed.
So it's like, there are things that I believe that I'm not necessarily showing up for because I'm showing up for other things in more ways, you know?
Agreed.
And I think what we need is a lot of people who care about a lot of things really deeply rather than less people who are fucking burnt out and like trying to fight at 20 different fires at once. Do you know what I mean?
I get it, but I don't need these influencers to be...
No, we don't need them.
...like activists per se.
Exactly, and that's why we advocate the shutdown of TikTok.
But I do need them to like have context.
Yes.
You know?
But I mean...
But that's like, that's what you're saying. Yeah. You can support without fighting. I don't think those two are like mutually exclusive.
Exactly. But
and I think
like,
a lot of people do think that, and it's an excuse.
I don't think you get to a million followers without... selling your soul though already. Like I think they've already had brand partnerships that we don't know of that we haven't looked into.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, there's no ethical consumption under capitalism.
No, but I think knowing that isn't an excuse to be unethical, but knowing that is to say, I'm not going to be perfect, but I'm going to do the best that I can in these ways.
Why are you defending these influencers?
Oh, wait, am I defending them?
Yeah,
I'm not defending
you
them.
You literally are.
No, I'm... No,
those are their talking points. They're like, I'm not perfect.
No,
like,
no, no,
yeah,
no.
Yeah,
I'm anti doing... them. No, I'm not supporting them. I'm supporting us.
I'm like, what is going on right now? First Justin Bieber, now these influencers. The Manasu is crazy.
No, like, what am I saying?
No, let's move on.
I think I said what I meant to, but without the context.
You said, let me have a different conversation right now.
Broadly News. Another context of things that are fucking like crazy and that I care about deeply.
Yes.
Let's talk about the blockade in
okay,
the
Strait of Hormuz.
So obviously we're across what has been going on there. Hey, last week was crazy. I really thought I was going to die on Monday. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, no.
Did you not think you were going to die on Monday?
No, I didn't.
You remember what happened.
No, we're so far away.
When Trump was like, I'm going to exterminate a whole civilization. From
oh,
the face of the
yeah,
earth.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, nuclear war.
Yeah, totally. You know what I mean? Totally, totally, totally.
Because first they come for Pine Gap and then they come for the Melbourne CBD.
Period. That's so funny because I actually... That was so long ago in the scheme of the 24-hour news cycle.
Was it Monday? No, it was Tuesday.
It was definitely last week.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy how that happened. How we really like had a Cold War week and we've moved on.
Yeah.
Now it's Coachella. Hey, Whiplash. Anywho, so Trump, blah, 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 TLDR. Everyone was like, oh my God, we need to like sort out a ceasefire, you know, stop the fighting. And then they finally worked out like a bit of a ceasefire and everyone was like, work. And then Israel was like, but we're going to bomb Lebanon. Mm. And then Iran was like, hang on. The ceasefire was like literally not to bomb Lebanon. And then everyone who's like American or Israeli was like, oh, we missed that part.
Totally.
Which isn't true because actually they just don't care about like, you know, like whatever. I hope I one day win a Walkley, a Pulitzer for this reporting.
Totally.
And then basically, Iran blockaded the strait again, saying no more oil coming through, which, like, so fair, because I think, like, end oil. Just stop oil.
Totally.
You know what I mean? And then Trump was like, okay, if you want to blockade everyone, we're actually going to blockade Iranian ports. Mm. So as of, like, a couple hours ago, America has been blockading any ships from getting in or out of Iranian ports, which is, like, major Uno reverse.
It is major Uno reverse.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm just like, that's crazy. And I'm kind of like, because when I first heard the news, I was like, you can't blockade a blockade. How's that going to work?
Yeah.
And then I really sat with it and I was like, oh, actually, yeah, good enough.
Good enough, I guess.
So, like.
And also at the same time while all of this was happening was Trump.
Coachella.
No. Trump posting a photo of himself looking like Jesus, then taking it down, apologizing to the Christians, saying that it was actually him as a doctor. Then him ordering DoorDash to the White House. Like, I just don't understand.
And doing the photo op with the grandma who delivered the DoorDash.
It's just a fever dream.
And I'm like, hey, grandmas shouldn't be delivering DoorDashes.
First of all, let's look at that. What's happening with your pensions?
Let's let them, like, I don't know, play cricket.
You think grandmas are playing cricket?
Or croquet.
Okay, there we go. I mean, you can do whatever you want, actually.
No, and then did you read the tea with what happened with the Pope?
No.
So I think this was like last week. I love how just us catching up on like what Trump's been up to.
Yeah.
Basically, there was a meeting between like top Vatican officials and like top American officials. And because the Pope's been like critical of Trump because like Trump's bad. Hey, 2026, being on the side of the Catholic Church, crazy.
So crazy.
You know what I mean?
Wild things have happened this year.
And so they're having a meeting and basically America was like, we don't really love what you guys are doing. And just like loosely threatening things to the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that apparently they mentioned in that meeting was they referenced the Avignon Papacy. Do you know about the Avignon Papacy?
No.
So in the 13th or 14th century, France was like, France was over the Catholic Church and basically kidnapped the Pope, forced them to live in Avignon for like quite a few years so that they could control everything that the Pope was doing. Because basically what got the Pope into that mess is that the Pope decided that like the ruler of whatever Germany was at the time was going to be the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. And France was like, fuck that. We want to run this thing. So they kidnapped the Pope and forced him to do what they say. And like America referencing the Avignon Papacy while threatening the Pope is like, that's a crazy
combo.
But I think it's also that at this point, it's like we have to remember that they're just saying things.
Yeah.
They are doing things, but the things they're doing are different to what they're saying.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely. I've also seen rumors of a military draft that's happening in America.
No, that happened.
So it has happened.
Well, so they've changed the legislation. I think that this was today.
Yeah.
Ugh, exhausting.
Yeah.
They changed the legislation so that everyone, all men between the ages of 18.
And 25.
Here's the non-binaries.
Yeah.
All men between the ages of 18 to 25 are, once the legislation goes into effect, will be automatically added to the draft.
Right.
And so then, like, if they draft you, then you're drafted.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, kind of crazy.
Yes, indeed. Speaking of craziness, it seems the Trump politics has come to our own shores in Australia.
What?
Yeah, crazy.
Freaking fresh.
So in a speech to the Menzies Research Centre, opposition leader Angus Taylor unveiled a policy that would make a dramatic shift away from Australia's longstanding non-discriminatory immigration system. So Taylor says that Labor has allowed in migrants of what he calls subversive intent.
Who's Angus Taylor?
He's the head of the opposition.
And that's like news.
Yes.
Because he wasn't like 2 weeks
ago. He wasn't 2 weeks ago. And that's okay that you didn't know because he literally wasn't 2 weeks ago.
I knew that. It was just...
Oh, okay. Sorry. It was Susan Lee before. Anyways, he's promising to change all of these things. And under this proposal, anyone applying for a visa, including tourists, would have to submit their social media accounts for vetting. Yeah.
Girl, that's like literally what Trump's doing.
It is modeled after Trump era policies.
That's major T.
Isn't that crazy?
Do you want to know my personal connection to Angus Taylor?
Okay.
So do you remember COP, I want to say 23? You know COP?
Yes. It's like the environmental conference that they all go to.
No, it would have been COP 22. I think it was. I was working at the hotel. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. I was working at a hotel where I was the manager. And basically, Angus Taylor had just been there as our environmental minister, you know, fucking around being like, we love burning coal. And then he had a meeting in Melbourne. And literally, I was like reading the news because I was bored at work. And then he walks into the foyer and I was like, oh, work. And just hands me his passport because he's just come from the airport. And I was like, you were literally in Edinburgh and now you are in front of me.
Crazy. And then you showed him the newspaper and said, you.
No, I was like, of course. And what was your name?
Yeah, nice. Who the fuck are you? Yeah. Anyways, the plan also promises new funding for Home Affairs, ACO, and Border Force to track down and deport non-citizens who've exhausted their legal appeals.
I hate all of that.
It's giving ice, yeah. Taylor calls it taking back control of the immigration system. Anyways, so like, it's not good. It's definitely not great.
I'm not across if they've split or gotten back together because they've been doing a lot of that. But like, basically, I'm not convinced that Angus Taylor will be prime minister.
Yeah, so I'm like not feeling. I'm not feeling like overly anxious about it, I guess.
Well, the big concern is that Labour will be like, we've been checking our Pinterest board and Angus Taylor was on there.
Yeah, totally. Yes, totally. Jacinta Allen has like come out and been like, hey, this is insane.
That's crazy coming from her.
I know! Isn't that crazy? Like, okay, Jacinta!
Jacinta Allen, of course, being
Pauline Hanson has also claimed credit for Angus Taylor's immigration plans, which I think is funny. But yeah, Jacinta Allen was like, this is straight out of a Donald Trump playbook. Like, that's insane. What's going on, girl?
It has been really interesting, though, watching how the Liberals have just, like, consumed themselves. And yeah. It's just One Nation and the Teals.
Yeah.
Fascinating transformation.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. Jacinta Allen said, I like her quote. She said, it's clear that Angus Taylor and his Victorian Liberal leader colleague are too scared of One Nation and are too weak to stand up and fight for what matters. Unity and cohesion in this state and this country is what matters and is what is important. So that's like pretty, wow, Jacinta doing things today.
Well, Jacinta, you know, doing talking points.
Yes. And she reads so well. Ugh. She's doing better than Leah Michelle. You can't read. Do you get it?
I get it.
Broadly deep.
It has been a crazy week. Yeah. Obviously you missed out on the whole Cold War last week. And you missed out on half of Coachella because you were paying attention to Artemis 2.
Yes.
Flying around the moon.
Totally.
And I really didn't expect this because kind of when I saw Artemis going up, I was like, work, whatever. I'm too stressed about the Cold War that we're in. And then this past weekend, something has changed within me and I'm hooked on this space thing. Have you heard of space?
No, it's like, when you pitched this to me, you were like, yeah, we need a deep. And I was like, okay, what do you want to do? And you're like, space. And I'm like, space. That's it. Okay.
No, okay. I'll have you know, I once wrote a zine on all the Mars rovers when I was in grade 3. So I'm uniquely qualified to talk
about space. That checks out. That checks out real hard. Yeah.
And so like, you know, it started with like, as it always does, TikTok just starts feeding me so much space content.
Yeah.
And then I have been following this TV show because it's released on Apple TV and I read a lot of news about Apple and it's doing well for itself on there, called For All Mankind, which is a speculative science fiction history of this Cold War, of the space race, where basically it imagines that we didn't stop, what would happen if we didn't stop going to space? Halfway through season 2 in the space of 3 days and I'm hooked. And so I've been thinking about space, you know, and I was reading, did you know we have, I think, 3 space stations up there now?
In the space.
In space.
Wow. Yeah. Australia has it, or you, just everyone. I don't know how space stations works.
What?
Tell me how space stations work.
Happily. But we'll circle back.
Okay.
But basically, I've been reading all about, and I'm just like, so much is happening in space, and I haven't been paying attention. And I think it's fucked that I've been paying attention. You have been paying attention. We need to be talking about space. And then you were like, and why space? What is the relevance here?
Yeah.
And I have the relevance.
Okay.
And I think the Artemis 2 really crystallized it. We live in a time, so I saw a tweet, which was basically like, how great is it to see people who are highly competent, highly trained, do something that they practiced for and planned for and execute it flawlessly. How cool is that, you know? Because, you know, amongst the Angus Taylors and the Donald Trumps of the world, we're not seeing much like competency. Someone described it as competency porn, and I think that is a beautiful way of describing Artemis 2.
Totally.
And so in all the issues that we find ourselves in, I think the biggest crisis that we're in is we live in a crisis of imagination.
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean? So like—
You were so proud when you came up with that, weren't you?
I was sitting on the train like, crisis of imagination.
We're gonna do this damn space day time.
Because, right, like AI is like— running the world. Mm-hmm. AI. Mm-hmm. That was Beyonce reference. Mm. Did you get it?
I got it. And I saw the damn. And there was an astronaut in that music video.
You know, and like the way that AI works and that LLMs work is that it takes kind of the average of everything that already exists and comes up with something smack bang in the middle of those expectations.
Yeah.
Which I think, and also the way that like AI for a lot of people is becoming like the new de facto way of thinking and communicating and understanding themselves. And these systems sort of force us into ways of imagining a world which are predicated upon what came before. And what's exciting about Artemis too, and I think broadly the space race as a whole, is how it's so impossible to imagine and impossible to conceive that this is happening and that we're going to space. And there's something about, I think, space exploration that helps us imagine better worlds, you know, and like on Artemis 2, because they've got 3 Americans and 1 Canadian up there. And then it's like, you know what? What even is nationality? Fuck nation states watching that, you know?
Yeah.
When they called Trump in and Trump was like chatting to them and they just like stonewalled him. Because actually, what the fuck could NASA possibly do to get them to like toe the line of Trump from space? They're on the other side of the moon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's something about that place that I think reveals how meaningless so much of what we think is important down here is.
Well, we're just a little rock.
We're just on a little rock. You know, as I think it was Chris Koch, who was one of the astronauts, was saying that they're like, that we all think of them as being on a spaceship in Artemis 2, but also we're on a spaceship, you know, spaceship Earth.
Yeah.
I didn't come up with that phrase. I just think, I don't know, I'm feeling fucking optimistic for a better world.
I wish that I could join you in that, but all I can think of is that we're in another space race, and it's like connected to the fact that we almost went into a Cold War, and it's connected to the fact that like we're distracting ourselves.
From what?
From what's happening down on Earth.
I think, is it not good to distract ourselves from these conflicts?
Don't you think that the space race was like a distraction though? And like a dick measuring contest? Like the OG space race?
Sure. I mean, the OG space race 100% was. And I think obviously now there's like low-key definitely a space race happening between China and America.
I don't know. Okay, let's unpack like what you said a little bit.
Please.
I will say that like I
thought this was going to be a slam dunk and you're like, actually.
Actually, shut the fuck up. No, it's a conversation starter. Yeah. I have never really been able to like revel in people who just train really hard at a random thing and like do it well. I think obviously space is like a different, you know, situation. Like they're all like geniuses and like that's how they got there. But I guess like my comparison of like when you say that, like from that competency point is like sports, you know?
Yeah.
When people get like emotional about someone like training their whole lives and like going out and doing something and then like doing it really well, I just like don't connect to it.
Really?
I don't know why. I just feel like, okay, like I just don't know what it's like contributing to. And I think that's like because capitalism has a grip on me, but it's, and like that it needs to contribute to something or like, and I guess like joy can just be for joy's sake, but I don't really garner joy from it. And I think that's why, but which is why I don't really connect even to Artemis 2. Like I just feel, okay, they went up in space and it's like, I'm thinking about like what that money can do for like other things, you know? Like, I don't know why we look into space. Like, why do we look into space?
Oh my God.
Like, why? I just don't understand.
I walked into this library being like, oh, we're going to have like this like anti-intellectualism take. And you're like, why are we looking into space?
I don't get it. I never have. Like, aliens are cool. And like, I understand that maybe that we'll have to leave this Earth one day and go.
I don't agree with that. But I don't like, support that.
What? I don't understand why.
Well, I think it sounds to me, as I think you've also already identified, is that you're subscribing to a very like extractive and productive lens of like what makes this valuable, you know?
Yeah.
And like, I think on the one hand, you can make an economic argument that like space exploration is really useful for the lessons that it brings home, you know, in terms of like all the new technologies that you develop. Like
what? I don't understand that. Like why? It's just that I guess you could, the same could be said for like art, right? Like what's, you know, like there's no like point in it per se, but sometimes like it's like joy for joy. But at least like someone like down here can enjoy that. I feel like there's like my tax money goes to like space exploration and only what? Like how many people get to like reap the benefits of that?
So, okay, I'm going to just read some things that have been invented because of the space race.
Okay.
GPS, satellite internet, weather forecasting, disaster warnings, maps, precision agriculture and resource management, memory foam. I sleep on a memory foam mattress every day. camera shit.
Okay, I'm medical devices, space now.
Water purification and environmental
sensors.
Making
my life easier.
But I want to push back and say that's not why we should be doing this.
Okay, why should
and
we
I think
it?
You're so right. It is the same thing as art. There is a case to be made. Like, I think it's more useful to think of, hey, I don't know if I fully agree with what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it anyways.
Okay.
I think there's a case to be made that I think it's more useful to think about space exploration as artistic exploration, you know? And
okay.
Like, figuring out what we can do just to see if we can do it. I think that's really cool.
Okay. I think this is like where we disagree a lot and like maybe come from like different viewpoints.
Can I do one more rebuttal before it?
Fine, go for it.
I give you the microphone. You also mentioned like, why is my tax money going to this? It's like, first of all, why is your tax money going to blockading the Strait of Hormuz?
No, but that's what I'm saying.
But yeah, and NASA is non-military.
That's true, but it's like they're not the only, but like,
I think we should differentiate and like if we're criticizing where government money is going,
yeah,
let's start with war. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And let's not go for Artemis too.
But anywho, it's not like I'm not criticizing. Again, you may only be able to support one thing, but I can fight for many things. Yeah.
Ceding the platform to you.
What was that? I forgot what you said. I forgot what you said, but I think my main like thing that I was like thinking about was like the amount of like privilege that's like involved in that. So it makes me feel 100%. Better knowing like the list of things that like have come out of space exploration, because like space exploration for like these people to just like, if I were to like look at it from an artistic point of view, like again, like I just feel like who is allowed to like benefit from this experience, you know?
Totally.
And I feel the same way about a lot of like art as well.
Okay. And let's have a discussion about why we're not sending up more diverse crews. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Cause I think that's also part of it, you know?
And ultimately it will always be a limiting experience. You know, 4 people are only allowed up at a time.
At this stage,
unless you pay Jeff Bezos.
I don't know.
Unless you're Katy Perry.
I think connecting it to this specific moment, what I find really enchanting about Artemis 2 is that much has been spoken about how like Trump is gutting everything in America,
yeah,
and broadly the world. And then I'm like, hang on, even in this current environment, NASA can do that.
Yeah.
You know, humans can achieve that. Reminds me that I think the world, as much as it feels like it's crumbling, there is still the conditions that let us do amazing things if we try.
And you have money.
Sure. And I had a rocket launching site. Like, I'm not saying I could.
I know, but
Artemis.
I feel like it's a really beautiful sentiment to like say that with, you know, the la 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 la, but it's not la 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 la. It's, you know.
But I think what I'm really pushing against is that I think a lot of people live with an attitude of apathy.
Yeah.
In that, nothing's going to get better. There's not really any hope. Mm-hmm. We'll die while we're young.
Yeah.
Is that the One Direction song? Oh, it's Live While We're Young.
Live While We're Young.
Parody.
Period.
And I think for me, I'm finding this moment as a reminder that actually things can happen.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. If I have money, I could go to space. I mean, I'm probably not going to go.
So I'm giving contrarian right now.
Yeah. You know, why are you defending Justin Bieber now?
Yeah.
And I think what is important about that, reminding people that they can do things, mm-hmm, is like NASA used yes, NASA has a lot of money, but also NASA doesn't have as much money as they used to, you know, and they're not getting funded as much as they should be. Mm-hmm. And like they use the resources that they had to achieve that. And that's really cool. And so I guess it makes me think, what resources can we use to achieve amazing things here in this context, in the worlds that we inhabit? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I find that really inspiring. At the same time, that's a whole separate discussion, but like, no, I'm not even going to bring it up.
What are you gonna bring
Inspiration porn and the way that hope makes
I think that's kind of like where my brain was going. I was like,
you yourself don't deserve hope because hope makes you complacent to actual change.
Well, I don't know if deserve is the right word, but I do think that like hope can like be used as a weapon against you, you know?
I agree, but I also think hopelessness is just as much as a weapon. And I think actually the solution isn't in hope or hopelessness, but it's in a realization of our own agency. And I think for me, Artemis 2 is a reminder that we actually have so much agency.
Wow. I think that's a great place to end.
Shall we check out?
Okay. If you could bring any animal up to space, and you'd be with the animal, which animal would you bring?
Pretending we do that.
Okay.
Manta ray.
A manta ray?
I want to see what like its flappy bullshit would happen in space. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I'm like also picturing, you know how like Sandy in SpongeBob SquarePants like has that little like, you know, like
yes.
bowl.
You're thinking of a hamster wheel for a manta ray.
Yeah.
And just chuck it in the ISS.
You know, we can do anything is the thing, you know, if we try. I was going to say jellyfish on the same vein, but like make it like an aquarium. So like
you
it would just.
Jellyfish have been sent to space.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Well, I'd bring them. Since they know it so well. They know it better than I do.
Why would we go to space? I'd bring jellyfish.
It's a hypothetical, Ryan. Why the fuck would a jellyfish be in space? Anyways, if you liked this episode, tell a friend. And don't forget to subscribe to our Substack at Broadly Relevant. Thank you so much. Love you. Bye.